Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January 7th, 2023. And we're going to look at an interesting question. I'm going to read you an email from a man named Ross who lives in, in San Diego. He has been listening to me and watching me for years, he says, and I've never heard from him. A lot of people have watched and listened to me, and I don't know who they are, so this is always kind of interesting to me. So, dear Greg, I want to know what you think the one thing that matters in life, what is worth living for? I have had many experiences. I have traveled the world. I have, as you say, eaten everything that walks. I am married three times. I have five kids. I am very happy in my lifestyle, yet something is missing. So my question, then he reiterates, what is the one thing that makes life worth living? Ross. And then he talks about that maybe he'll come to a workshop one day or a retreat, which I highly doubt. So here's the deal, the one thing. I can say it, you're not going to like it, but it is the one thing. It is love. It is only love. Love is the only thing that makes life worth living, but not the idea of being loved or loving another person. It is not those things at all. Those are the things that complicate our life and make it very, very difficult for us to live in. So the question now becomes, what is this love that Greg is talking about right now? And that is the love that most people don't care for, don't think exists. They are deeply afraid of it. It doesn't make any sense to them in their egos, in their logic, their reasoning. It just doesn't matter to them. So, with all that being said, why would it be the one thing worth living for? So, Ross, you must understand, we only live on the periphery of life. And if you do not understand that, if you do not realize that there is something deeper trying to happen to all of us that lives profoundly within us, if you do not comprehend that in any way, shape, or form, then it's going to be very, very difficult for you to understand what I'm talking about here. So I will just say it in this light, and hopefully it will help. There are things that people want, they want in their life that they think will make their living more, shall we say, tantalizing to them, more interesting, something that fascinates their ego to the degree of it can go into darkness, it can go into frivolousness, but it never can go into the light. I've never found anyone in my years of teaching, 50, that came to me and said, I find it intriguing to seek the light of love. Never. Never have I ever had that. Most people are so busy trying to get what it is they want and be reprised by the things that they are fascinated by, and reiterate those things like drinking, smoking pot, listening to loud music, angry music, bar hopping. There can be sports, can be involved, drama. Oh, women love drama. Lots and lots of drama. Politics is a big one. That's another. All these things are the things that take away from the meaning of our life. So when it gets down to the nitty-gritty and what living is all about, living is about love. But it's not the love that Greg would want, or maybe Ross would want. The love that I am speaking of is the love that lives profoundly and deeply in the heart of our being, our sentient livingness, living from the feeling of a love that is greater than the emotions that I propagate within me through all sorts of means of distraction and bodily functions, chemistry. I would awaken to this great thing that you are talking about here or asking a question about. But you see, the problem is our body. Our body gets in the way of everything. It's chemicals, it's tendencies, it's genetic tendencies, the DNA, this whole thing, it gets very, very complicated. And in those complications that I am talking about comes the inability to deal with the thing that is most important. Meditation is the ability to transcend my body and its impulses, its desire, its ambition, its pride, its vanity, its assumptions, its presumptions, and its final conclusions. To be able to transcend that and to come into a moment of real spiritual awakening would be a very, very important thing for any one of us to do. But it requires setting our physical life aside and learning not to allow it to guide and motivate and direct me, rather allow it to be under the influence of a great love. That would be the gestalt of it. But that is not really going to happen in our society, because from the moment you go to sleep to the moment you wake up, you are being bombarded by all sorts of input. You're being upsold all the time. Can't go to the grocery store or the gas pump, or wake up in the morning and take a look at your device and not be urged to buy something or to be worried about something or whatever. Whatever they can do, whatever people can do to get our attention and then to destroy maybe our life in some. We get a hold of our livingness through credit cards and fraud and all of that. I see it all around me with people. It is very interesting. We are more interested in those kind of things than sitting quietly in the solitude of our life and meditating. I know that sounds so strange to people. It always has in my career when I would bring this up. That was always a point of contention where I would say, you have to sit with that. You have to sit in meditation in the silence of it. Sit in the simplicity, solitude, and silence of your being. But, you know, when I say these things, it sounds so impractical. It sounds unreasonable. It sounds crazy. It sounds stupid, just stupid. And yes, I probably am. But this is the way I have found the way. And it has taken a long time through arduous things that I've been through, that Greg put me through. And then to realize that it was Greg and not life, or it wasn't God, or it wasn't somebody else's fault. It was me being distracted from the purpose and the meaning of my life. Once that was deeply understood, then something of the heart could come. So to answer your question, Ross, and thank you for your beautiful email. It is love, but it sounds to me like your life is too full of gratifications and adorations for you to be much interested in love. So womb to tomb, that will probably be your path. But if you're ever really interested in something that breaks the bond that you have inside you to your obsessions, give me a call. You have my number. Thanks for your beautiful email and your kind question, and please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air mañana. Hope you'll join me. Got a good question for tomorrow. Namaste.